St. Luke tells us that Jesus has been traveling around all of Galilee, preaching powerfully in the local synagogues. Today, in our gospel, Jesus has returned to his hometown in Nazareth and is asked to read from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to let the oppressed go free." The Jews of Jesus' time were intimately familiar with these verses from the prophet Isaiah because for well over 700 years before Christ, these verses had predicted the coming of the Messiah, the Anointed One. After reading from the scroll, Jesus sat down. All eyes were fixed on him and his hometown crowd. To their great shock, Jesus proclaimed, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." In these few words, this brief homily, Jesus boldly revealed to the world for the first time that he is God's Anointed One, the long-awaited Messiah. He also tells us exactly what his mission is. He came to earth to accomplish, to bring the good news to those who suffer, to give freedom to captives, to release the oppressed, and to cure the blind. Who are the suffering, the imprisoned, and the blind? Each one of us. He came to free us from our sins. Some of us are literally physically suffering, imprisoned, and blind, but all of us are spiritually oppressed, imprisoned, and blinded in some way or another because of sin. Because of sin in this world, we all suffer disappointments, trials, and frustrations, no matter how hard we try to avoid them. We are captives of our own seemingly incurable disease of self-centeredness that reveals itself in the form of impatience, lust, greed, fear, dishonesty, addiction, to name a few. Our sins bind us like chains. We allow ourselves to be blinded by the shiny allure of temptation that trips us up again and again. We can get fooled into thinking we are on the right path in life as long as enough people or the right people accept us. The world tells us that we will be happy if we have enough money, enough talent, enough success, pleasure, power, or comfort. We are the suffering, the captives, the blind, the oppressed that Jesus came to save. We are the reason God sent his Holy Spirit and established his church here on earth. We are not experiencing the fullness of life as God desires. In our hearts, we know this. We know that we should be more loving, more patient, more virtuous, more joyful, forgiving, and humble. We can put up a good front, but underneath we are suffering and imprisoned and blinded by our sins. We need salvation. This was Jesus' mission 2,000 years ago, and this is the mission of the church today. Despite our sins, or rather, because of God's grace and infinite mercy received through the sacraments, we are called to be agents of Jesus in evangelizing the world through the church. In our second reading, St. Paul helps us to better understand our relationship to the church by comparing it to the human body. St. Paul describes the church as Christ's body here on earth and carefully distinguishes several important points. Firstly, we are each members of the body of Christ through the gift of the Holy Spirit at our baptism. The Spirit of Christ makes us one. Secondly, St. Paul is telling us that just like the human body, the church is made up of individual parts, each with their own vital function and purpose. We are called to work together to strengthen and support the common good of the church. In other words, there is a diversity of members working towards a unity of purpose. Thirdly, each one of us has received specific gifts at our baptism that make us indispensable parts of the body of Christ. I'm going to repeat that. Each one of us has received specific gifts at our baptism to make us indispensable parts of the body of Christ. No matter how insignificant or unimportant we perceive our role in the church, St. Paul reassures us that we are invaluable to God's plan of salvation. We have been given a charismatic gift by the Holy Spirit at our baptism that is essential to the proper functioning of the body of Christ, the church. Without our contribution or participation in the church, the body of Christ here on earth is weakened. It is like an organ of the body failing to do its part. It causes the rest of the body to suffer and become sick. This means that we must discover what our specific gifts are. We must cooperate with God's gifts of grace in order to use these gifts properly. Ask the Holy Spirit to awaken in our hearts that gift so that we might serve the Lord here as we were created and intended to do. Each one of us has unique and wonderful gifts that the church desperately needs to help evangelize our family, our friends, and those we come into contact with on a daily basis. This is part of discerning our vocation, our calling by God to best use the gifts that He has given us to build His kingdom here on earth. We might ask ourselves, do I know the specific gifts God has given me? Am I developing those gifts? How am I using those gifts to strengthen the church? The good news is that our Lord Himself established the Holy Roman Catholic Church in order that we might know, love, and serve Him and live with Him forever in heaven. We are all baptized Christians and have been filled with the Spirit of Christ so that we too might share in His mission, the mission of the church. We can join Isaiah and Jesus in today's gospel in proclaiming to the world, the Spirit of the Lord is upon us because He has anointed us to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent us to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind and to let the oppressed go free. Let us pray that we might always have the humility to be guided by the church in all that we do. Let us also pray that we might have the grace to use our God-given talents to build the kingdom of God here on earth through the church.